The teen clothing retailer Aeropostale filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy today. It had been losing money for more than 3 years, and the company will close more than 150 stores in the U.S. and Canada as it tries to restructure, find a buyer, and a way to attract teen shoppers again. There's also news this week that the grocery chain Fareway has filed for bankruptcy. Joining us now is Maggie Lake, host of CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Maggie, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm doing well. And let's start with Aeropostale. And by the way, we've heard Aeropostale, Aeropostale. I've never heard Aeropostale, but that maybe people say it that way. We called the company. They say it's Aeropostale. Let's start there. How did they get into such trouble?
Yeah, because teens don't know how to say it. They don't care. They're saying no. That's the problem, right? The company is putting a lot of the blame on a dispute with one of its largest suppliers who is demanding cash on delivery. I mean, this is a company that's been struggling for some time. The CEO is saying those constraints prevented it from, quote, realizing the full benefits of a turnaround plan. But let's face it, the bigger picture is this is a chain that had fallen out of favor with teens. And I sympathize. We're all trying to make our teens happy. They are tough. But they just are not keeping up with the competition. They can't keep up with those fast fashion retailers that we all see, like H&M, Forever 21. They've really revolutionized the space, the apparel segment, with this inventory that keeps changing constantly every time the kids go in. And this company just could not keep up with that.
But then we look at the news. Just last month, we saw another teen clothing store, Pacific Sunwear, or PacSun, file for bankruptcy. Wet Seal did the same last year. Is some of this that people aren't going to the malls as much where these stores tend to be?
I think some of it might be that. I mean, malls are struggling and falling out of favor a little bit, but I don't really think it's as much as the fact they're in a mall. It's what they're stocking in their store. This is about variety now. It's not about those brands plastered all over. I mean, I talked to retail experts who say that really is changing with these younger shoppers. They're not about labels in the same way. They want stylish, affordable, constantly changing. And these other retailers I just mentioned are much more plugged into that. And I would add, by the way, I mentioned H&M, and they're really the standout retailer in that group. But I'd add Zara to that. And then you've got the outlets and the discount stores, and young kids are aware of that too. So it's a really, really competitive landscape, and I think all of these chains are falling victim to that.
What about Fareway filing for bankruptcy? This is unbelievable. This is a New York grocery chain that had been a New York staple for decades. People on the Upper West Side of Manhattan love this store. But then they went public in 2013. They started expanding, and now bankruptcy. 3 years later.
Yeah, and it does seem like the expansion has partly a part of the blame, or is fundamental here. Fareway, back in 2007, they sold an 80% stake to a private equity firm, those leveraged buyouts that everyone loves, called Sterling Investment Partners. The company took on a lot of debt, and they were going to do this aggressive expansion plan. Of course, that was in 2007. We know what happened with the financial crisis. But this is also, Jeremy, about competition. Once again, it's not just the expansion. You have Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. And even regular supermarkets really appealing to the foodie in all of us. We're all watching the Food Network. And then on the other end, you have the dollar stores eating into, the food. Throw Amazon into that mix, and you've got the recipe for bankruptcy, unfortunately.
Maggie Lake, host CNN Money with Maggie Lake, joining us to talk about some surprising bankruptcies this week. Maggie, thanks.
You're welcome.